a first half that was just a good old-fashioned defensive slugfest. The Bulldogs fumbled, and it was recovered by Randolph, and then it came right back to the Bulldogs a little later, recovery by Nolan Waldner. Also, Ashton Pua had two interceptions for the Randolph Rockets. The final was on the last play of the first half. Both teams had the ball and put together some pretty impressive drives. Randolph, on their drive, actually had a completion that covered a total of 35 yards, got deep into Bulldog territory before giving the ball back to the Bulldogs. And Ithaca taking over on their own 31 after forcing the ball over on downs, able to get that final drive going at the beginning of the fourth quarter, and eventually scored with 6:18 to go on that two-yard run by Wesley Nelson. And then at the end of the game, very crazy stuff. Randolph, again, a credit to them, driving, getting some big plays. And the big play was quarterback Ben Paul throwing to Nicholas Medema on a pass play that took the ball inside the Bulldog 10-yard line. But Randolph started going the opposite way. They had a big penalty that pushed them back. The Bulldog defense also able to throw them for a bit of a loss. And here in the ball game, the Bulldogs hang on. Randolph in desperation trying the hook and ladder, which got them again back inside the 10-yard line of the Bulldogs. But on the final play, fourth down, trying some handoffs and pitching, and the Bulldogs able to finally bring them down in the excitement and hold on for the victory here tonight. Johnson Creek still leading Royal now, 26-22, with a minute 50 left in that ball game. Again, we're watching that score because that's who the Bulldogs will be playing next, the winner of that ball game. Darlington is up on Richland Center, 42-14, with 2:14 remaining in the game. Lancaster leading Westby 29-7 in the fourth quarter. Aquinas leading Edgewood 14-10. River Ridge 55-12 on Cashton in the fourth quarter as well. Among the scores that we have tonight on the Filney Foot Phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Y-Connect mobile nationwide, local mobile plans with local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless. Coming up more from the WRCO postgame show, this is high school football from WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Richland County Telephone Directory is your local guide to the people, places, and things you need. They've got you covered from A to Z. Whether you're looking for someone, someplace, or something, turn to the Richland County Telephone Directory and get connected. At your fingertips and easy to browse 365 days a year. The Richland County Telephone Directory, the only phone book you'll need in Southwest Wisconsin. Call 647-3388 for more information about the Richland County Telephone Directory. Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been at your service for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf or young cattle housing, garages, and homes. Talk with Templin AgriBuilder soon at 585-3101. The Templin crew builds the finest pool buildings for farm, commercial, and home, plus siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right and get it done local. Call 585-3101 for a free estimate. Templin AgriBuilders, ready to go to work for you.
Welcome back to Ithaca. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show continues here on WRC Radio. 7-0 the final. The Bulldogs get the win. Folks milling around after this one on both sides. Again, just want to salute this Randolph team that comes in here, second-place conference team. And we knew it was going to be tough. We talked about that this week. This is not your typical first-round game just because of the way the seeding worked and everything, and coming up with great effort. A sixth seed against a third seed, Randolph and Ithaca. 7-0 is the final here tonight at the Bulldogs' friendly confines. The teams certainly were very evenly matched. The Bulldogs getting lots of things done here well tonight, and one of the main guys is Wesley Nelson. Wes, man, what a game here tonight.
Oh, yeah, that was a good game. They were a tough team, and we had to come out and play our best game, and we got her done, but it was a close one.
The defensive side, man, it looked like it was just really hard hitting out there on both sides. Did you feel that?
Oh, yeah. We were both hard-hitting teams, and we both brought our best game, and, yeah, we're going to be feeling it tomorrow, that's for sure.
I mentioned that you were running into their Ben Paul, who was playing quarterback, but he also was a linebacker. I think you guys got to know pretty well one another tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, we hit quite a few times. He was always my guy when we were on defense, and he was always my assignment. But, yeah, we hit a lot. He's a good player.
That last drive that you put together and you scored, you just kind of willed your way to the end zone, and your line really was doing a good job for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a slow process, but the line, they just kept fighting, and we stayed strong up front and punched it in. That's all that matters.
The clock was moving so fast because everybody was running the ball. Did it seem like the game went by pretty fast, Wes?
Yeah, it went by fast, but holy cow, it was a tough one, that's for sure. Yeah.
So you got a lot of running yards. Wyatt goes down. I guess you kind of knew you were the next man up to get the ball more times than tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, we knew that. He has had a few problems with some ankles and stuff throughout the year, and I knew I had to step up, and we did, so we got her done. So,
10th win of the season, coming into your senior season. Do you have any idea that, man, you're going to start running, getting that winning streak going here?
No, I actually, at the beginning of the season, I had no idea we'd be 10-0 right now, but it feels good to be here and just got to keep moving forward, you know.
No doubt about it. So I know you'll take a little time to rest on this one and then prepare for your next week's game, but certainly this was a real team effort tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. We played really well as a team and came out on top, so.
Congratulations on a big win, Wes.
Thank you.
You bet. Wesley Nelson joining us here on WRCO for our Gelenic Plumbing and Heating post-game show. He scores the game winner tonight on that two-yard run, and Balthazar Kaiser's kick the only point of the ball game tonight. 7-0 is the final. More coming up from Ithaca on WRCO Radio Sports.
For an unparalleled experience that will have you looking your best, see Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations. Whether it's the latest trend in hair or low pampering with nail service, Inspired Innovations' highly skilled stylists pride themselves in creating a comfortable and welcoming environment while delivering the best salon services available. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Inspired Innovations, Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goldthum, and the Log Building.
Give your home or office a luxurious look with ceramic tile flooring from All American Do It Center. Doll Tile has seamless designs for residential or commercial applications. Enjoy the stain-proof, scratch-proof, waterproof, and fire-resistant feel and look. Plus, easily maintain the timeless beauty of a tile floor with Doll Tile, the country's leading manufacturer of ceramic tile. Visit our Doll Tile in-store display at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Hi, this is Mark Carreri at TitleWorks LLC. Title insurance. What is it? Why do I need it? What am I paying for? Which title company should I use? All good questions. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, visit our new website at titleworks-rc.com to answer these questions and more. TitleWorks LLC, located 161 North Central Avenue in Richland Center, 647-7900.
Serving the community.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Welcome back to Ithaca for the final time tonight. Bulldogs get the win, 7-0. Let's check the Filmy flip phone one more time. And the Bulldogs will be traveling to Johnson Creek next week for the second year in a row. They'll get the trip to Johnson Creek. They win tonight over Royal, 26-22, the final score. Darlington has end of the year for Richland Center, 42-14, the final in that one. Also, Lancaster, last word, leading Westby, 29-7 in the fourth quarter. Aquinas leading Edgewood, 14-10. That's a good game late in the game. Latville up on West Salem, 27-13, among the scores most recently. Tim Thede will have a few more of those coming up. And also, Football Friday Night, our program coming up between 10 and 11 as they check scores from throughout the state of Wisconsin, and certainly some good ones. But again, probably none better than this one tonight here at Ithaca. It was scoreless until 6:18 remaining in the football game, and the Bulldogs scored the game's only touchdown and got the conversion as well. And they're moving on to Johnson Creek next week. And, yeah, too bad. Again, we talked about it at halftime. It would have been a good thing to have a couple of games after going 9-0, but that's the way the ball bounces. And the Bulldogs draw a tough one here in the opener, get bumped and bruised, but they've got a week to recover before going to Johnson Creek next week and playing in Level 2 WIAA football. Mr. Fabulous, Tim Thede, back at the station tonight. We appreciate that. Thanks to everybody here in the booth, Ryan Alvin and company. And this is Phil Neese signing off. Enjoy the rest of the night and get caught up on some scores and some scenarios coming up here between 10 and 11 on Football Friday Night. This one belongs to the Bulldogs, 7-0 over the Randolph Rockets. You've been listening to High School Football from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
I got a story if you got a minute, but don't worry, it's got a happy ending and you're in it. It took a long time for me to say it. I'm afraid it made me scared. I couldn't take it, but I can now. I can face it. Who I am, it's who I am. The only thing that I can be is who I am. If I'm ever gonna fly, if I'm ever gonna live this life, if I'm ever gonna know what it means, gotta love me first. I got a song if you're up for singing. La-di-da, bet you 2 cents. It's a feeling we're all feeling. This big old world just keeps on turning, but I'm learning it's a friend that keeps on spinning. Not the end, it's the beginning of a day. Just another day. Who I am is all that I can change.
Got a story if you got a minute, but don't worry, it's got a happy ending and you're in it.
bit and I get a real good deal. And I won't leave my jeans. They should put me in a magazine. Don't be jealous of my pieces, girl. I'm still the same as I was. Hands off in my pickup truck. Didn't really even cause them much. And even though I'm not Christian Dior, deep down I'm gonna shake the floor.
Was Kelly Tucker with Country Culture and Love Me First by Trailer Choir on Country and Community. I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here bringing you some more information on high school sports coming up before football Friday night. That takes place at 10 o'clock tonight. And, man, if you missed it, you missed quite the football game. Man, it was scoreless down to the fourth quarter, and Ithaca pulled it off by a score 7-0. So quite the deal. They beat up Randolph. Randolph came in and played Ithaca tough, and that's why they call it playoff football. These teams are there for a reason, and, you know, it's a whole new season for that when that happens. But Ithaca did beat Randolph, like I said, 7-0. Ithaca will be going to Johnson Creek because Johnson Creek beat Royal by a score of 26-22. It was pretty close there tonight, too. We were hoping Royal would have pulled it off because then Royal would have been at Ithaca, but it was Johnson Creek that came out the victors. And then another score that passed along that are interest of to everyone is Darlington beat Richland Center by a score of 42-14. So that ends Richland Center's great season. So good job by the Hornets for a great season. And so Darlington will be advancing on. I'm going to be rounding up some more scores, and maybe I'll pass a few along before 10. If not, well, I'll have some at 11 o'clock after football Friday night, a lot of our local stores. So be sure to keep tuned right here to WRCO 100.9. And also WRCO.com, and you can also listen on the Civic Media app.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, get with the beat.
Come on, Hank, speed it up a little bit here.
rock and rollers. This is Phil Nee, and I hope you'll be here Saturday night for old time rock and roll. We'll be flashing back to the past, and we'll stop and park for a time in 1973. Plus, later on in the program, we'll be taking your rock and roll requests.
I never heard that song in many decades, so it would be a treat.
We'll pick the cobwebs out of that one.
We'll have some great rock and roll tunes of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. This time around, Those Were the Days is sponsored in part by Jones Chevrolet, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, along with Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, and Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. Get ready for a rock and roll radio party Saturday night. It's Those Were the Days on FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
WRCO 100.9. Take me out to the ball game. Swing, better swing, better swing. Swing, better swing, better swing, better swing. Yeah. Strike one. Hey, baby, do you come here often?
Strike two.
Hey, baby, now watch your sign.
Strike three.
Hold on now, where you going?
Out
next in line.
Swing, better swing, better swing, better swing. Swing, better swing, better swing, better swing. Out.
First base. Why, yes, I went to Harvard.
Hey!
Big league. I majored in pre-med. Semester.
It's gonna be
cool. Tom's out. Who's next?
Swing, better swing, better swing, better swing. 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 Swing it out.
Strikes out nine times out of ten. But you gotta step up to the plate, son, 'cause every now and then she walked right up to me.
Here's a pitch.
I said, could I take you home?
There's a drive.
Hey, boys, I'll see you later.
It could be hit.
Going, going, going.
Swing, better swing, better swing, better swing. Swing, better swing, better swing, better swing. Swing, better swing, better swing, better swing. Swing, better swing, better swing, better swing.
Swing, better swing.
On a Monday, you make me believe. every minute you're with me, I know I'm always gonna find.
Go. My baby always told me, boy, just be yourself. The way the good Lord made you, can't nobody else quite do like you do. Stay the way you stay, that's something to be proud of at the end of every day. So I'm gonna keep a country like the radio. If you wanna know me, all you need to know is I lie sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get a stub. In a towing camel, that's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get. What you see is what you get. That's right, yeah. I still go to DQ just to get a dip cone. I go out to Bass Pro, yeah, cause that's my second home. People call me backwoods, I just tell them thank you. Cover up my tattoo, something that I can't do. I'ma be myself just the way that I was raised. I don't see a problem, probably never gonna change. I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get a stuck. Hit a towing camo, that's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get. What you see is what you get. Killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get stuck. In a towing camo, it's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get. What you see is what you get. Yeah, that's right.
That was Chris Jansen with What You See Is What You Get. And before that, we had Camber Kane and Trace Atkins on Country and Community. Our time is 9:31, temperature 37 degrees. So it's dropping out there. They're talking maybe about a low of 29 tonight. It's supposed to get frosty. So you may have to, if you have to go anywhere early tomorrow morning, you may have to scrape some frost off the windshield. Hopefully not, though. But, yeah, that's this time of year. We're getting close to the end of October, and it's expected to have this cool weather that we are having. Yeah, and the Ithaca Bulldogs, congratulations. They advance on to level two of the playoffs as they beat Randolph tonight 7-0. That was our featured broadcast heard earlier right here on WRC 100.9. So they advance on to take on Johnson Creek in Johnson Creek, and Johnson Creek won that their game over Royal by a score of 26-22. Royal played them tough. I was kind of watching the score. I didn't have an actual stream, but I had a feed from with Sports, and actually Royal was up one time, was up by a score of 22-20, and within 2 minutes, Johnson Creek ended up scoring, and Royal was making a drive by the graphics that were on the screen. Royal made it down at least to the 50-yard line, but it looks like they didn't quite make it, and so turned it over. So that should be a great matchup next Friday, so we will be carrying that right here on WRC 100.9 for you. And Richland Center, unfortunately, they lost to Darlington by a score of 42-14 this evening. So the Hornets' great season ends tonight. A few other local scores that I have. Finals with that, I have Long Prairie to Sheen ended up beating Southwestern East Dubuque by a score of 48-0. So they are advancing on. Lancaster beat Westby 29-7. It was Cuba City and Mineral Point in a close one. A good one, it looked like. And Cuba City came out on top 14-13. And River Ridge beat Cashton by a score of 55-14, so they advance on. And I'm trying to get that score, that Bangor-Iowa Grant game. They're the next opponents for River Ridge in the playoffs. And, of course, if Bangor wins, River Ridge will be at Bangor. But if Iowa Grant wins, then Iowa Grant will be traveling to River Ridge. So I'm trying to get that score, but I don't have it. But once I get that for you, I will pass that along. Another score I don't have is the Wazika-Steuben-Seneca game. I know that might be of some interest to everyone. But the scores are slowly coming in. But once we get it, if I don't get to you before the 10 o'clock hour, you can hear them at 11 o'clock. I'll give you all the local scores after football Friday night. Or you may even want to listen to football Friday night, and they'll give all the scores on there as well.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox, no searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence, and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO-FM.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
100.9 WRCO.
Grandma, she don't really get around good anymore. In fact, to get her out the house is really quite a chore. But every day somebody seems to find the time to stop to see if Grandma needs something from where they go to shop. 'Cause you see, love helps those who cannot help themselves. Cares about those hearts that've been put up on the shelf. It'll introduce a lonely soul to a lonely help themselves. Mr. Johnson has a small farm down in southern Tennessee. But one year he took ill before the time to plant the seed. Now no one knows which neighbor planted or they just won't tell. But he had his best crop ever by the time that he got well. But you see, love helps those who cannot help themselves. He cares about those hearts that's been put up on the shelf. It'll introduce a lonely soul to a lonely someone else. Love helps those who cannot help themselves. Was born into this world. She didn't have a daddy, and her mother was just a girl. But there came a young man willing to give both of them a home. The girl he married, the child he cherished, as though she was his own. 'Cause you see, love helps those who cannot help themselves. It cares about those hearts been put up on the shelf. It'll introduce a lonely soul to a lonely someone else. Love helps those who cannot help themselves. Yeah, love helps those who cannot help themselves.
Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And you sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know, really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. 'Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying how you doing there, dad. And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing. Been with a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. 'Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how
ice on her shoulders. Took the oil and rubbed it all over her soft skin. Oh, I'm a lucky man. She wasn't wanting any suntan lines, so she reached back and she untied that little string. Oh, and then she smiled at me and blew a kiss right off of her fingertips. I don't know what it is, but there's something. Summer sky. Oh, and then I realize there are things in life that are meant to be, maybe left a mystery. Oh, like that something about a woman, yeah, some kind.
Jake Owen with Something About a Woman. Didn't see my script there for a second. Sorry about that. And sorry about the silence earlier. I had a little bit of a problem, but we got it back on the air, and we're back to playing some more great music up until football Friday night time, which comes up at 10 o'clock this evening. 9:45 is our time, and 36 degrees. So we're down another degree in Richland Center, and they're talking about a low of 29 tonight, so be sure to put an extra blanket on the bed. And if you're out and about, be sure you are keeping yourself nice and warm, wearing a nice warm jacket out there in this weather. And yes, Ithaca, as I mentioned earlier, and you probably heard, Ithaca beat Randolph 7-0. So they played Johnson Creek, who beat Royal tonight by a score of 26-22. Richland Center didn't advance on. Darlington beat Richland Center 42-14. A score that I was wondering about earlier and didn't quite get, but Mr. Hank Bray called in the score. And Cochrane Fountain City beat Wauzeka Steuben Seneca by a score of 12-7. So that ends Wauzeka Steuben Seneca's season as well. But Potosi Cassville did win. That would have been probably the next opponent. That would have been the next opponent for Wauzeka Steuben if they would have won. So Potosi Cassville will be traveling to Cochrane Fountain City for the next round of the playoffs. River Ridge beat Cashton by a score of 55-14. And also, Bangor beat Iowa Grant tonight. I forgot that I had the score here. I don't have it handy. But anyways, they Bangor is advancing on, so they will be hosting River Ridge in the next round of the playoffs. So be sure to tune in next Friday. We'll have some more exciting high school football action. We'll have be having that Ithaca game more than likely, so Phil will be deciding on that. But since Ithaca is the closest team that's going to be advancing on, we'll more than likely have that for you. So exciting time of the year, high school sports playoff action. And tomorrow we will be bringing you that Ithaca. We'll be bringing the volleyball game to you tomorrow night, too. It'll be the Ithaca volleyball game. So be sure to listen to that tomorrow as well.
Hey, at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find this Halloween.
Thirsty.
Oh, hey, Frankenstein. Did you enjoy that Cabernet?
Oh, good. What margarita?
Well, all the villagers are raving about this tequila.
Ooh.
And we have it at the lowest price in town.
Economical.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
This is Kenny Anderson. Ithaca Schools has always supported all types of students, from local to school choice to foreign exchange students. They look to have all students strive no matter their post-graduation goals. I have had 5 exchange students who excelled at Ithaca due to the welcoming atmosphere. We have had 3 children graduate from Ithaca High School. One will be completing electrical distribution in the spring. One will complete her doctorate of veterinary medicine degree also in the spring. And our oldest has her RN and will complete her advanced practice nurse practitioner degree in another year. All took their own path but had a great base from their education received at Ithaca Schools. The teachers, administration, and staff encourage students to consider all options for the future and support that next level, whatever that may be. So on November 5th, please vote yes for the referendum.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance. Just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
This WRCO History Moment is sponsored by Richland County Bank, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace. WRCO FM 100.9 signed on the air in 1965. The owner of the station at the time, Hala Peebles, made the announcement.
Our main objective in installing this new equipment is to give the rural and small town listeners in southwest Wisconsin good radio reception day and night.
The FM signal allowed more residents of southwest Wisconsin to hear local news and sports.
Sunday morning, May 3rd, saw many Richland County residents, both young and old, trek to Crosscup Park to take part in the Richland Walk for Development Committee's Hunger Walk. Richland Center Mayor Laverne Hardy led the walk, along with Alderman Tom Dre, both going over 20 miles of the 30-mile walk.
Gail Gillingham of the Green Bay Packers.
This is Ken Bowman of the Green Bay Packers.
For a long time, WRCO has been affiliated with the professional team in Green Bay, and we also have been able to have many local coaches on through the years. Here is legendary track and field coach David Story.
Two new records were set by your Richland Center boys. Larry Repsummer broke the 220-yard record of 23 flat when he ran 22.8. Chuck Wheaton broke the half-mile record of 209.5 when he ran 206.8.
This look back at WRCO's history has been sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, along with Richland County Bank.
WRCO 100.9.
Not soft to come and warm you up in that cold hay loft. Let me hold you, little darling, in my big strong arms. Can't get these kind of muscles anywhere but a farm. Hey, I'm a country man, a city boy can't do the things I can. I can grow my own groceries and salt cure a ham. Hey, baby, I'm a country man. With camouflage seats, that way nobody sees us parked back up in these trees. Your little iPod's loaded down with hoopa stank. Don't be a tape player hater, girl, we're grooving to hang. Hey, I'm a country man, a city boy can't do the things I can. I can hotwire your tractor and plow up your land. Hey, baby, I'm a country man. Sweater tight, but girl, I'm here to tell you, don't believe the hype. Hey, I'm a country man. I can wrestle hogs and gators with my two bare hands. Girl, you better move quick. I'm in high demand. Hey, baby, I'm a country man. Baby, I'm a country man. Hey, baby, I'm a country man.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Football Friday Night on WRCO is sponsored by Richland County Bank, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Muscadet Mini Mart, Arneson Service and Repair.